Your daily epidemic response committee update on 95BFM.
Laura Quickstart and Jessica Hopkins have been watching Parliament's Epidemic Response Committee today, and this is what they've got. Today's Epidemic Response Committee focused on how the education sector has been affected by COVID-19. We heard from a range of voices at various levels, from tertiary education to early childhood education, about how to maintain distance presence difficulties in the hands of a field of work. On the agenda is the Chief Executive Officer of the Early Childhood Council, Peter Reynolds, the New Zealand Principals Federation, Headmaster of Auckland Grammar School, Tim O'Connor, the Principal for Oropi School, Andrew King, from the Hair and Beauty Training Organisation, Kay Nelson, and Vice-Chancellor for Victoria University, Grant Guilford. Chief Executive Officer of the Early Childhood Council, Peter Reynolds, began by sharing the data of a survey conducted amongst early childhood education centres, which showed 73% of them are okay to nervous about reopening under Level 3. Early childhood education represents around a quarter of the education sector, and the Early Childhood Council, which represents 1,300 centres with about 65,000 of the 200,000 children enrolled in early childhood education. Children in early childhood education can be at the age where they are mouthing and touching surfaces and objects, which Reynolds said, can you socially distance preschool-aged children? Not in your life. Reynolds said that under a level 3, safe distancing of 3 metres per child has been maintained under level 3. However, this is likely attributed to a 4% attendance at level 3 in early childhood education. Under level 2, more children will need to attend these services, and this distance requirement will mean many will not be able to access these services because they will have to limit their capacity. There are suggestions that under level 2, spacing requirements should be relaxed, and Reynolds highlighted the importance of the government engaging with the education sector to understand what guidelines are practical. This is a sentiment that has been echoed in various industries throughout these committee meetings. There are suggestions that under level 2, spacing requirements should be relaxed, and Reynolds highlighted the importance of the government engaging with the Reynolds mentioned how the government had suggested a staggered approach for parents picking up children. That works for smaller centres, but in practice is not practical for larger centres. As a business, centres are struggling to operate under level 3 despite taking advantage of the wage subsidy scheme. Reynolds noted it's expected that early childhood education will struggle in the post-COVID-19 world, as was seen with the Christchurch earthquakes. When parents are concerned for their children's safety, they are less likely to put them in the care of someone else. Not only does the government need to allow these centres to be reopened when it's safe, but Reynolds said information and reassurance needs to be given to parents, as it is important to encourage parents to send their children back to the centres. Perry Rush of New Zealand's Principals Foundation started his section by congratulating the government for moving at pace to answer a number of questions from the education sector, and that this should be recognised. He, however, said the education sector needs clear guidelines on operating under level 2 and the expectations of principals. He asks for public health advice for schools under level 2, wanting to ensure students aren't in large classrooms, but there is some level of closer contact with students. What schools will look like under level 2 cannot be conceptualised until they receive official public health advice. Two groups are of particular concern to Rush: those in remedial situations that need regular face-to-face teachings, as well as students at risk, perhaps in a situation of family violence while at home. These two groups may be vulnerable during this time, and this needs to be considered going forward. Under level 3, schools have seen only 1% return rate of students, despite expectations of a 10 to 15% return rate. Committee member Nikki Kaye of the National Party asked whether it was the right call for children to return back to school, and whether Rush has any criticisms about the lack of advice, lack of analysis of the public health advice. Rush responded that the public health advice was sufficient and the low return rate meant a lot of risks were mitigated. The headmaster of Auckland Grammar School, Tim O'Connor, began with a much more critical approach to the government, particularly noting that the government has asked schools to have a pandemic plan in place for years, but the ministry has not done that planning itself. Auckland Grammar has been relying on public announcements to inform decisions, that there is no direct communication with education providers. Nikki Kay again asked whether it was the right call for children to return back to school, which O'Connor responded no, and he does not believe that they should have opened under level 3. However, later in the committee meeting, he mentioned that students from levels 12 and 13 could have been able to study under the guidelines of level 3 if they have been allowed. Chairperson and opposition leader Simon Bridges asked to elaborate on the impact on senior students, which O'Connor says that if the online learning systems continues for more than 1 week, that they will not be able to get students to the level they need to be, and that they will, quote unquote, be in trouble. He is also most concerned about good average students that need to be, quote unquote, pushed over the edge to achieve these requirements. O'Connor was very clear in echoing that there needs to be more clarity in guidelines for Alert Level 2. Auropi School Principal Andrew King then joined the committee representing a high decile school and 350 students, including international students from China and South Korea. King said we need to address issues around racism in schools and communities, as the school relies on international students for funding as well as support from local business and parents. He estimates that there may have $100,000 less in budget for 2021 due to the reduction in income from international students and funding. Roughly $20,000 to $30,000 has been taken off the budget for this year. King suggests a new model of funding is needed because many in the private sector are financially strained. He'll be reluctant in asking for money, but this is the only way to bring funding up to an acceptable level. At his school, Auropi Grammar, play-based learning plays a crucial role in education, and King wants to see these kinds of aspects of learning as well as art be a priority in the curriculum as they play a crucial role in the well-being of students. He also says he will see the social impact of this for years to come. Today's Epidemic Response Committee called for the government to be more clear about what Level 2 and Level 1 looks like. Each speaker in their own way said that they will work with whatever guidance the government announces in education. However, without guidance, they are unable to plan. Tomorrow's Epidemic Response Committee will be looking into how COVID-19 has impacted those nearing the end of their lives or suffering with serious medical conditions. Strict measures were put in place, resulting in many being unable to see those they love at level 4. At level 3, up to 10 people are now allowed to attend a funeral, and visiting those who are near the end of their lives is considered on a case-by-case basis. We will hear from the Cancer Society, funeral directors of New Zealand and Hospice New Zealand. And that's all on the Epidemic Response Committee for today. My thanks to Laura and Jessica for all their work.
That was your EDC update on 95BFM.